This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen, throw a hook. Could you please serve everyone on Profile This is Play?
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches!
Hola! Hi, Tony. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir. Just want to give a shout-out to MCTP. Ted, love the podcast. LARP on, brother.
Oh, nice, man.
LARP on.
Ted is not here, but we will let him know. Let him make his day. All right, Tony, today you have a choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, today, we offer you License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
You know what? I tried to Animalize This last time. Didn't work out so well. So let's go with the new one, Thrill. Hit me.
A truck on a Florida highway overturned while going around a curve and spilled an estimated 44,000 pounds of product. The Florida Highway Patrol, they shared photos on social media showing the cargo in the median of I-75. Now, investigators said the driver lost control around going around a curve, causing the semi to leave the roadway and ended up on its side on the median. And obviously, the content spilled out. Now, officials estimated the 44,000 pounds of product had to be cleared from the median, which took about 3 hours. The question is, what did the truck spill? Beer, fertilizer, shredded cheese, or eggs? So beer, fertilizer, ooh, shredded cheese, or eggs?
All right, Thrill, since you know, Miles, what you thinking there, big guy?
Well, I'm thinking it's either going to be the worst case scenario, which is beer, or the second worst, yeah, eggs. 3 hours to clean up. I'm going to go, Tony, I'm going beer.
Okay. Mike, can you give me any assistance on this, brother?
I'm kind of with Miles on that one, other than I'm going to go to the other side. I don't think it would take 3 hours to clean up beer. I figure you bring out some sort of thing that'll just hose it down.
Whereas, or call the locals.
Right, whereas eggs are going to take a hot minute. So I think it's eggs on this one there.
Buddy. Eggs. Okay. Tony, what do you
all
think?
All right, well, I love you guys, but I'm going to switch it up. I'm thinking shredded cheese, because I'm a cheese guy.
I'm a cheese guy, too, bro.
All right, Tony. Let's see what was spilled there. Was it beer, fertilizer, shredded cheese, or eggs? We'll find out next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories licensed to spill on Profile This. What is the object that was spilled all over wherever? So we have a truck that overturned on a Florida highway. Would you say 100,000 pounds?
44,000 pounds.
44,000 pounds of crap all over the road in the median. I got to clear it up in 3 hours. Question is, was that beer, fertilizer, shredded cheese, or eggs?
And Tony, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went beer.
That made sense based on the weight.
And there you
I
go.
Got it.
Oh my God.
Miles is right. It was beer, man. Tony, I don't know why it took 3 hours, but I got to think some of the officers were like, let's take some home.
If it's Florida, it's Bush Light Tallboys. Or Michelob Ultra. There's only a handful of beers.
That's true, man. Florida does not branch out much.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time at 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Ted Smith is out of the office right now. My name is Mike Hawk. I'll be filling in for TV
Time. Hey, Mike.
So, whether you guys know it or not, but of course you do know it, there was a major event televised over the weekend that I'm sure everybody watched. It's a big thing. Happens each and every year. And of course, I'm talking about WWE's Elimination Chamber that went down in Toronto, Canada on Saturday night. I wasn't able to watch it. I was out of town, but I watched the replay of it. Fantastic event. However, big news. Hockey did it all over again, man. So the WWE held its annual Elimination Chamber event on Saturday at the Rogers Centre in Toronto, Canada, and fans booed the U.S. national anthem. They did it again.
Pat McAfee, not happy with
it. No, he is not.
Because he was the announcer on that one.
Correct. You got Michael Cole, who's been there forever. Pat McAfee's been here for a few years now, doing play-by-play, if you were, or commentary off the side. And he said, quote, these are the most stacked Elimination Chamber matches that the WWE has ever had. Kind of sucks that it's in the terrible country of Canada that booed our national anthem to start this entire thing. Pat is the you guys already know who Pat McAfee is. He's added such a comedy element to commentary. He's cracking up Michael Cole on the side on there all the time. So anybody that thinks Pat's serious about this doesn't know who Pat.
Yeah, you got to. If you threaten another country, the people there are going to be right. It does not matter what the country is. It doesn't matter if you say it. They're going to move.
There's nothing wrong with playing heel.
if you're in that world,
absolutely,
you know, do that.
And what I have found is that when, even when it comes to the commentary, you do have the voice for the baby face and you have the voice for the heel. Speaking of which, major spoiler alert for Elimination Chamber. So if you're planning on watching it later, click away for a hot minute. There is huge, big-ass news when it comes to the WWE because they have finally done something that the fans have been waiting years, and I mean years, for that happen. So the thing that happens here is that Elimination Chamber, the idea is whoever wins Elimination Chamber is going to have a title match at WrestleMania, right?
All right.
So you got six guys that are all in the ring. Last one standing gets that shot at WrestleMania. John Cena has come out. He came out late last year. He announced late last year that this was going to be his retirement tour. That he was going to go to his last Royal Rumble, which happened back at the beginning of February, his last Elimination Chamber, which happened over the weekend, and this will be his last WrestleMania that he's going to be taking part in. So he loses the Royal Rumble. He doesn't get a title shot there. His last chance at a title shot for his final WrestleMania is here at Elimination Chamber, and he goes off and he wins. Crowd goes absolutely wild. John Cena is winner of the Elimination Chamber. He's going to go fight Cody Rhodes, who is the guy who had the major story last year leading up to WrestleMania 40. He's going to go fight this guy in WrestleMania for his last title, hopefully getting the Universal Championship for the 17th time. Big news. Now, also what happened in there leading up to that, The Rock had come out there, and they got another story that's going on where he wants Cody Rhodes to be his champion. He wants Cody to sell his soul to The Rock, right? So he needs to make this decision at Elimination Chamber. As soon as that match is done, you got John Cena and Cody Rhodes both sitting there in that ring. They're hyping it up. We're going to fight each other at WrestleMania. The Rock comes out. Travis Scott comes out. He didn't make a whole lot of sense being there. He was honestly just kind of annoying standing there, but it is neither here nor there. Cody Rhodes refuses The Rock's offer to become his champion. You know, The Rock's going to give him all the movie deals. He's going to give him all the stuff and whatnot. Cody Rhodes refuses him, actually drops the F-bomb on there. Rock, go F yourself to this thing, right? Crowd goes absolutely wild. So now Cody Rhodes and John Cena, they're dapping it up. They're excited for it. As they're dapping up, John Cena gives lasers over at The Rock, who kind of gives him a signal. The Rock throws John Cena throws a crotch shot at Cody Rhodes, drops him. John Cena has finally turned heel.
He turned heel.
This is
what people wanted.
People have been waiting for it at very least. I don't know if they wanted it or not, but the thing about it is that he was such a great babyface. You know, he's doing stuff for Make-A-Wish kids. He's such this positive presence. Like, he's never give up is always his
glad
big thing.
Glad trash.
Also, Mike, we can set up a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
You can slam me. I get it. Whatever the move is.
Right.
When you take that shot, has to be realistic.
That's right.
You're going to take that shot.
That is absolutely right.
So you have to know when you're in there, no matter what, more than likely, you are going down. I mean,
well, that's kind of the thing.
You're going down, man.
Right. That's the thing about the WWE. Like, they're still taking those hits. I mean, you've seen our boy Steve Miggs walk in here. Yes. He's got big old
black eyes.
You bet, dude. So, I mean, they're still taking those shots. But, John Cena has officially turned heel. That's something that everybody's been waiting for, but they didn't think it was going to happen because he was too good to turn heel. And this is going to get interesting.
Do you think that helps him win or lose
at WrestleMania?
Oh. Well, depends on who's in his corner.
It definitely throws me for a loop, and that's just the fun of it. This is why I watch it for the storyline. This is why I watch it for the drama that unfolds, because I like being kept on my heels. I can see where things are going for the most part.
It's like
watching,
of course.
It's like watching any movie, watching any TV show. You can kind of see how things are going to happen. When they take such a left turn that nobody saw that coming, that's
great writing.
It's fantastic writing. I don't know if he's going to win WrestleMania. I wouldn't be shocked if he did. Cody Rhodes has done a phenomenal job up to this point. They don't quite know how to make champion Cody look unbeatable. Okay. So it's very fathomable that John Cena would win.
Not knowing this, is he letting a John Dusty Rhodes?
Yes, he is. He is Dusty Rhodes' kid.
All right.
Yes,
I will tell Mike, I don't know if I told you this, but the last show that I did on the radio before I started working with Miles, okay, it's the last time I did a show and Miles was not with me.
Oh.
I interviewed John Cena. It's kind of cool.
Okay, Mike, I got to predicate this. So I know I'm working with Steve the next day.
Okay.
So I'm at home painting my house because I'm going through a divorce, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to sell this house, so I have these days off, but I know I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to work with Steve, and I'm listening to the show while I'm painting, so I hear all this. So I'm, because I'm like, you know,
we don't know each other.
We don't know each other.
We don't know each other.
We haven't met yet. So I'm listening to the show.
As he's talking to John Cena.
John Cena.
And John's, man, a true sweetheart.
Okay,
I believe it.
Kindest guy you'll ever meet.
But, you know, typically when you're doing radio interviews, you kind of give people the benefit of the doubt. So whoever it is, like if someone walked in here and said, like, I don't know, anybody, Axl Rose, how's our new song? Well, you don't do that. You go,
right.
Oh, God, you guys,
it's
check
phenomenal.
Out Axl Rose.
My God.
This is better than Rocket Queen. You know, but Steve goes, so John Cena asked him about his rap album.
Well, keep in mind.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
He sprang in on me toward the end. We did the interview. And like I said, honest to God, true man to man, he is one of the nicest people you'd meet. At least he was then. Who sure. knows? And I had heard that maybe he was doing hip-hop or something, but mm-hmm. I didn't know that he brought a tape. So he knows the time is winding down, and he goes, hey, man, I brought my new song with me, which, look, if you interview people, that is a nightmare.
Great movie.
It's,
whatever it is.
But the difference is, if Robert Downey Jr. came in and said, I'm going to show you a clip from my movie, even if the movie sucks, he has enough body of work behind him, you're not going to hurt his feelings.
No.
John Cena is not doing music. This is right. his moment to launch himself, as he saw it, into the stratosphere. And I just remember thinking in my head, because he's smiling.
Right.
And they put the song on, and he's bobbing his head and all this. And it wasn't bad, per se, but
I can also hear Eric, the producer, in the back going,
Yeah, it did not do well.
But the song finishes, and he's super excited. Man, like anyone that has done a project that is a vanity project that is true to your soul, and I do believe all of that about it, it doesn't mean it was good. So he goes, man, what'd you think? So I, man, I think if I'm you, I stick with wrestling.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I don't want to lose
the guy. I'm sitting there like, and I stopped painting.
He did not just say that.
Is this a setup? Is he just going to beat his ass? Like, are they back to the wrestling yet?
Right.
Oh, like, I'm setting this up.
I don't know. I have no idea. Is he going to kick his ass?
He was very gracious. He kind of smiled. He nodded. You know what I mean? And because I didn't want to hurt the man's feelings, because he was a very decent human being. But also, because of that, I don't want to lie to you and say, this is not good. So instead of saying, this is not good, said, hey, for my taste, I would stick with wrestling if I'm you.
I also say this, Mike. All the wrestling people that I've either one of us interviewed, come in individually, whatever the deal is, they're awesome.
They're the nicest guys.
I've never had, I mean, Macho Man was probably one of the favorite.
Brother John, do you about anything you want, man? He did not care.
He didn't care. What was the guy, the big guy's name? Bradshaw?
Bradshaw.
Another decent guy. Mm-hmm. Even Buff Bagwell was not a bad guy. Goldberg is a good guy.
The only one that I ever got a chance to meet is when Steve had Becky Lynch up here in the studio. Total sweetheart. Absolutely loved getting to meet her. She was a great person as well.
They're actually very kind. It would blow your mind.
Bret Hart, a little sullen, but a nice guy. It just seems like you need more coffee, brother.
Oh, God.
Been beaten in the head too much. Like, come on, man, you can smile.
So, John Cena officially turning heel as he goes into his should-be final WrestleMania. There's a lot of people speculating that, okay, maybe this whole that's my retirement tour is we're retiring babyface John Cena, and now we're going to get into a more heel-style John Cena. So we'll see that WrestleMania is going to be mid-April, I believe the 21st and 22nd is when that goes down, or 22nd, 23rd, something like that. It's that 20 weekend in April next month there. Now, I joked a little bit. You guys do know that the Oscars took place over the weekend. Conan O'Brien was your host. I was really excited for that, and here's a handful of his jokes that he told over the weekend.
Wicked is nominated tonight in 10 categories. It's the perfect movie for anyone who's ever finished watching The Wizard of Oz and thought, sure, but where did all the minor characters go to college? No, I love The Brutalist. I really did. I didn't want it to end, and luckily it didn't.
It's a 3.5-hour movie.
Conclave is nominated for Best Picture tonight. If you haven't seen Conclave, its logline is, a movie about the Catholic Church, but don't worry.
My wife and I, we've been attempting to watch as many of the Best Picture nominees leading up to the Oscars as we could. We were able to watch Conclave. We watched The Substance. We watched Emilia Perez. And I believe that's it. We're going to watch a couple of the other ones here.
What do you recommend? I've seen none of those.
I enjoyed Conclave. Okay. I really did. It was a very smart movie dealing with the inner workings of the Catholic Church should the Pope die and the things that they have to go through.
How timely.
No kidding at all.
Not to wish that on anybody.
But basically, the politics that is involved with electing the next Pope, the ending ending was very weird. It was one of those where it's like, oh, what a twist ending. Like, it didn't need this twist ending.
Okay, all right.
Amelia Perez.
No.
No.
If you're a musical, I'm out.
Just
sorry, man.
No. And it's such a bad musical.
Did you watch the Dylan one? No. Bob Dylan? No.
No, I haven't. Not yet. Okay. I'm dreading it.
See, that would be
that
the
one.
First one I would watch.
Yeah, I'm dreading it.
Because I kind of know just at least the character. Not the biggest fan. There's Bob Dylan I like.
I actually heard that movie was very good from a friend of mine who is the farthest thing from a Bob Dylan fan.
That's normally how that right. works, too.
Yeah.
You become a fan after the yeah. fact. Like, maybe I'll
that was
this
his
guy.
Thing, yeah.
The Brutalist, I'm interested to see how that one goes. It's the one that interests my wife other than the fact that it's 3.5 hours, and I'm not
it
joking.
It seems depressing.
3.5 hours. Right. 3.5 hours of it.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Do we have to go that dog on long?
The weird thing about watching the Oscars is I don't know. Like, I can't go like, oh, that sucks. Bad call.
Right.
Because I don't know.
They used to take movies that were from all the way through the year.
You just kind of assume Demi Moore is going to win because maybe she's never been nominated and they're going to give her that. And they don't.
Exactly.
So I appreciate that aspect of it.
Sure.
I just don't know the movies they're talking about.
Right. Quick little spoiler alert here. 30 seconds of the highlight reel of all the winners here at the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to Kieran Culkin.
And the Oscar goes to Zoe Saldana.
And the Oscar goes to Adrian Brody.
And the Oscar goes to Mikey Madison.
And the Oscar goes to Anora Schoenbaker.
For Best Picture.
And the Oscar goes to...
Anora.
You guys heard the name Anora passed around a couple times. It absolutely dominated out the Oscars. Quick rundown here. Anora won... Let's see how many here. 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Actress with Mikey Madison, Best Director with Sean Baker, Best Original Screenplay by Sean Baker, The Brutalist, Adrian Brody, won for Best Actor. Supporting Actor, that was Kieran Culkin for the movie A Real Pain. Best Supporting Actress, Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. The one that pissed me off, and we're gonna cover these tomorrow on Sit and Spin, is Best Original Song. Which it happens each and every year. There's an original song that shows up there in all these movies. And Amelia Perez's El Mal won for Best Original Song. Now, to be fair, I haven't heard a whole lot of original songs at all these Oscar nominees, but the songs in that movie were so abysmal, I'm pissed off that it won anything.
Isn't it weird that, like, Kieran McCulkin or, I don't know, like, the Casey Afflecks of the world, we
right.
know they're brothers.
Right.
But they're probably more critically acclaimed
they absolutely
on
are.
That stage.
But critically acclaimed the generally means... We haven't seen your work.
Yeah, but you're better than
I heard you're good.
You're better than your brothers who we know. But we don't, I mean, kind of know you.
We don't know your work. Yeah, that's great. What are you going to watch tonight? You got The Bachelor over on ABC, The Voice on NBC. You got Extracted over on Fox and NCIS over on CBS. Late night tonight, I'm going to recommend Seth Meyers. He's got Kate Hudson stopping by.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. If you're a convicted felon, do not walk into a Walmart and start waving around a gun. Meanwhile, a woman goes searching for her husband. And in a van, he was having some fun. Pennsylvania police pull over a vehicle and revive a dead woman in the back seat. A dog is taken to the vet where they find many things that a pup shouldn't eat. And a goat owner punishes her mean one with a pool noodle. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to the internet where we see an example of hell hath no fury. The video shows a woman approaching a work van and confronting her husband who's inside. Obscenities are shouted before the woman goes to one of the side doors and pulls it open to reveal another woman in the back of the van and her husband without any pants on.
Oh.
A dramatic scene is made at this point as the woman screams at him about cheating on her in the back of a van, his dad's work van, no less, as well as insults hurled at the mistress. The couple argue about the situation as the mistress threatens to call police if she doesn't stop filming, to which the woman states that she doesn't care and clearly makes good on her promise to share the video online. The man admitted defeat in the video, saying that there was no coming back from this and that the pair were done. She had made her point.
Yep.
That's all he was really saying was like, you made your point. Okay, yeah. We'd be done. Like, the kids are in the car. She's like, yeah, your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are in that car. Good work. In the back of a van. Well done, man. In other news, wild story out of Pennsylvania. Officers pulled the car over on the freeway after they say they were following another car too closely while approaching a construction zone. While talking with the driver, officers identified one of the passengers as having several warrants in a neighboring county, and they also noticed an unresponsive woman in the back seat that they claimed was sleeping. They eventually opened the back door to talk to the woman, noting her slumped posture, and quickly began life-saving procedures after noticing fentanyl and a pipe in the backseat with her. Paramedics eventually arrived and were able to reestablish a pulse before taking her to the hospital. Officers searched the vehicle and turned up even more drugs to the tune of 3 pounds of methamphetamine.
Jesus.
The driver and passenger were arrested and faced serious charges. That's a...
Yeah! Man, I tell you what, she got lucky. They pulled them over, or she would not be here.
She was given Narcan and had zero response.
Yeah,
she was done, dude. And even then, they took her to the hospital with a pulse, and that's what they said that they knew from there. They had no further information on her condition. I would not be shocked if she's not with us anymore, just because of just how bad a shape that she was in when they found her.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were able to reestablish a pulse is nothing short of a miracle. There,
yeah,
and. You know, then they're giving conflicting reports. I don't know what in the hell happened in this situation, but it's, again,
it ain't good.
We cover it all the doggone time. If you're doing something illegal, like hauling 3 pounds of meth in the back of your car
with a dead woman,
right? You are going to be, you should be at least the most responsible driver out there on the road, especially if you're hitting the freeway. Just putting that out there. Down to California, where a little pup has a big appetite. Her owners rushed the 7-month-old Burmese Mountain Dog to the hospital after she wouldn't stop vomiting and had a firm and protruding stomach. An x-ray was given at the vet, which revealed that she had eaten something that she shouldn't have and needed surgery to remove it. A post-op photo showed the vet next to the treasure trove of clothing items that the puppy had swallowed, including a scrunchie, 2 hair ties, a shoe insert, a onesie, miscellaneous cloth pieces, and socks. 24 socks. 12 Damn. Pairs of socks inside that little tummy there. She's recovering from the surgery well and feels a lot better.
Yeah, I bet she does.
I am so glad I have never had a compulsive eater of an animal. They'll be fiends when it comes to their own food. If I've got the bowl down there, they'll just hork it down. My cats, for whatever reason, will get a burr in their tail to... honestly, just start swallowing the food whole, and then they yak it up on my floor like 5 minutes later.
The cat's like doing that.
Right, but I've never had this one's eating socks, this one's eating...
everything.
A toothbrush.
Everything, right.
Right. I don't know if that's a nerve thing. I don't know if that's a unresolved puppy trauma thing. I don't
know. Beagles are insatiable, so...
Are they really?
Yeah.
God.
Cannot believe the stuff that I've... pulled out of a beagle mouth.
Right, and I know some of it is also stress-related. We see the videos all the time of people coming home to their husky or their pit bull. Yeah.
Separation or anxiety. But
their boxer, right, that has separation anxiety, and they just chew on everything. So, very lucky I haven't had that. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Thank you, Alan. We go to the lovely world of the internet where we can smile at the world a little sometimes. A video is making the rounds featuring a goat owner's unique way of punishing their goats. The video is captioned simply, quote, "When you are being mean with your horns and end up with the pool noodles." We then see various young goats in the video sporting pool noodles fitted over their horns, which is genius, by the way. It's fantastic. This was met with a frenzy of humorous comments in the video, with some even theorizing that the goats purposely misbehaved so they could wear their stylish pool noodles. And why not? You know, they don't really need their horns out there when they're on the farm.
Right. You're not fighting for anything. Right. It's all taken care of.
So, I don't know. Dress them up a little bit. Put the pool noodles on there. That way you don't hurt the kids. That's my 2 cents. You know, one more for a gloomy day. Another video was shared online that shows a woman just wanting to brighten some days. It's all surveillance footage that captures a sidewalk outside of the woman's home and starts with her taking a piece of chalk and creating something that we've all seen, your basic hopscotch grid.
All right.
She puts a twist on the game by putting a message to dance at the very end. You know, where the 10 square usually is, she just put dance in there and waited for pedestrians to walk by. The footage shows several people crossing the sidewalk, with many unable to contain themselves as they one by one irresistibly are coerced into hopping along the grid.
You can't walk by one of those.
No, dude.
No, anywhere.
The number of people that started kind of going out and around it, to which, also side note, I respect that you don't want to mess up the chalk that's on the ground.
Right,
you
got
to walk out and around that. I appreciate that. But then a handful that actually went back and then just did it because, like Miles said,
why not?
Right. It's a nice day outside. Mm-hmm. We're out here walking. Let me just hopscotch it real quick. And there was... everybody and anybody, man. There was no one style to that. Everybody did it, but everybody did give a little booty shake at the end. That was their
good
dance.
Good, good.
I don't know what it is, but it's a human compulsive dance. It's
it
just
is.
A little booty shake, man. That's all that it is there. So, love to see it. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? What are you going to watch tonight? You got NBA and college basketball on, as well as some NHL hockey. Find all those games on the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, overcast with a low of 42 tonight, and those clouds turn into rain for tomorrow with a high out of 50. Yep, we made it back again. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
4:30 tomorrow, joined by the Daily Mix Morning Show. We'll sit and spin Oscar style. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.